WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up just over 8/10 of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours, bringing our storm total to 9/10 of an inch. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, the Amber Alert issued for two children from western Iowa Tuesday evening was terminated a few hours later after a vehicle matching the description and license plate issued during the Amber Alert was stopped north of Fremont, Nebraska. The Winona County Sheriff's Office said 30-year-old Carrie Ann Ike, who was described as a non-custodial parent, was arrested, and her two boys, ages 4 years and 1 month, are safe. Authorities say Ike was arrested without incident after a motorist who heard the Amber Alert saw the pickup the trio were in and called police. Authorities had feared for the boys' safety because Ike was suspected of being under the influence of methamphetamine when she took off with her kids from her grandparents' home. Iowa authorities said later that she did not appear to be under the influence of drugs when she was apprehended. Family members say Ike was scheduled to check in to rehab at Women's and Children's Center in Sioux City at 2 p.m. Tuesday, but as the family was loading vehicles, Ike managed to leave with the children at around 12:45 p.m. before anyone had a chance to react. The Amber Alert was issued at around 6:30 p.m. and was canceled just before 9 p.m. after Ike and the boys were located about an hour earlier. Officials say it appears Ike never had the rights to have her children in her custody. News time is 7:08.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindeman Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kenzie planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
Authorities in Montgomery County report two recent arrests. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department arrested 51-year-old David Lawrence Howe of Red Oak at around 1:25 today. Howe was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Last night, deputies in Montgomery County arrested 28-year-old Kyle William Chase of Red Oak on a charge of trespassing. Chase was taken into custody just before 10 p.m. following an investigation into an incident in the 900 block of G Avenue west of Red Oak. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak report a routine traffic stop last night resulted in the arrest of a man wanted on forgery charges. 32-year-old Joshua Edward Maston was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. after police were notified there was an active warrant for his arrest out of Page County. Maston was released to Page County authorities and was being held at the jail in Clarinda on $10,000 cash-only bond. An Atlantic woman was arrested Monday for unlawful possession of prescription medication. The police department said Tuesday 32-year-old Abigail Lennon was booked into the Cass County Jail and was being held pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. And 22-year-old Stephen Pedersen of Atlantic was arrested Monday on a Cass County warrant charging him with being an accessory after the fact. Pedersen was booked into the Cass County Jail and also held pending a court appearance. An accident in Atlantic late Monday morning caused a total of $6,000 damage, but no one was injured. The police department said Tuesday vehicles driven by Danielle Lambert of Kersey, Colorado, and Virginia Jordan of Atlantic collided at around 11:45 a.m. Monday near the intersection of 4th and Poplar Streets. When Lambert failed to yield as she entered the roadway westbound from a parking lot and attempted to turn north onto Poplar, Lambert was cited for failure to yield. A tractor-trailer driver from North Carolina was injured when the semi he was driving went out of control Tuesday morning in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 37-year-old Timothy Dillard of Rose Hill, North Carolina, was transported by Neola Fire and Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. After the rig, owned by Gail Marie Werner Trucking out of Stillwater, Minnesota, went out of control at around 8 a.m. on Interstate 80 eastbound near the 28-mile marker. Officials say the 2012 Kenworth jackknifed on the wet pavement and entered the south ditch before coming to rest on the shoulder of the road. A left side fuel tank was punctured during the accident, causing diesel fuel to spill into the ditch. Officials of the Iowa DNR were called in to investigate. And authorities in Harlan are investigating some recent residential thefts. On Monday, officers were called to the home in the 1700 block of 6th Street after a resident reported someone may have broken into the back door of her home, but nothing appeared to have been missing. On May 31st, another Harlan resident reported that he had returned home to find his front door unlocked, some video game equipment, games, and DVD missing. Included among the missing gaming electronics was an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation 2. Both incidents remained under investigation. And the Harlan PD reported Tuesday the arrest on May the 31st of 32-year-old Daniel Posh and 37-year-old Amanda Hanover, both of whom are from Harlan. The pair were arrested on active Shelby County warrants and were brought to the Shelby County Jail. News time is 7:12.
This is Lon from Lindemann Tractor. It might seem kind of early, but now is the time to take a look at your planter and think about upgrading to a new Kenzie planter. We've got pricing, so we can sit down, price up your planter just the way you want, get it on order. Kenzie has the best programs right now. Lindemann Tractor has the best programs. So give us a call. We'll sit down and spec up the planter just the way that you want it. We'll get it ordered, and you don't have anything to worry about until next spring when we deliver your new planter. Call us today, Lindemann Tractor, your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindemann Tractor. This year, more than most, time is critical for planting, and we know this as well as you do. So we've taken the steps to be proactive, to be able to serve you with the Kenzie planter parts you might need to get the job done. We've stocked up on the high-use, high-wear parts that even with the best efforts at prevention, you might need as you plant. Not only do we have the inventory, but like you, we're putting in the hours. When you need us, call us. Your Kenzie dealer in Atlantic, Lindemann Tractor.
In our funeral announcements, Lorraine Dorothy Hester, age 94, of Avoca, died Sunday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lorraine Hester will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ronald Hansen, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday at Allegiant Creighton Medical Center. Funeral services for Ronald Hansen will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Betty Crone, age 86, of Shelby, died Monday in Harlan. Funeral services for Betty Crone will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Robert Piper, age 82, of Cypress, Texas, and formerly of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Texas. Services for Robert Piper are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.